Hello, I'm Mark Blunden. Thanks for listening to the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily Podcast. Here's what's happening today, Monday the 16th of November. Elon Musk's SpaceX and NASA have successfully launched the first crewed non-demo flight bound for the International Space Station. Four astronauts blasted off in a Crew Dragon capsule attached to a self-landing Falcon rocket headed for a few months living 200 miles above Earth. But Musk missed the launch from Florida's Kennedy Space Center, watched by Vice President Mike Pence, after the tycoon came down with a suspected case of coronavirus. Microsoft says state-backed hackers from North Korea and Russia have been targeting organizations working on a coronavirus vaccine. It said a Russian group nicknamed Fancy Bear and North Korean groups dubbed Zinc and Cerium were implicated in recent cyber attacks. Britain's National Cyber Security Centre has previously said Russian hackers were targeting vaccine research. Microsoft said it had detected attempts to use brute force to crack passwords of the computer systems of seven pharmaceutical companies in Canada, France, India, South Korea, and the US. But Russia has denied responsibility. The Trump administration has extended a deadline for ByteDance to restructure ownership of its short-form video app TikTok in the US, giving the Chinese company more time to resolve national security concerns raised by Washington. The Committee on Foreign Investment in the US granted a 15-day extension on Thursday, ByteDance said in a court filing, pushing the deadline to November the 27th. The extension marks yet another last-minute reprieve for TikTok, which has more than 100 million users in the US, but whose future in the country has been under threat since the Trump administration raised national security concerns. The US government has argued that ByteDance could share data on TikTok's American users with Chinese authorities, which the company denies. Ticketmaster UK has been fined the equivalent of $1.62 million for failing to keep its customers' personal data secure. The fine was issued by Britain's Information Commissioner's Office following a cyber attack on the Ticketmaster website in 2018. The watchdog said personal information and payment details had potentially been stolen from more than 9 million customers in Europe. An investigation found a vulnerability in a third-party chatbot that Ticketmaster had installed on its online payments page. A cyber attacker was able to use the chatbot to access customer payment details. Following the breach, 60,000 Barclays Bank customers were victims of fraud.
If you're enjoying Tech and Science Daily, hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, you may remember that last year YouTube released a Rewind video marking some of the best uploads of 2019, but this year it's not happening. The company says 2020 has been different, with a statement commenting it doesn't feel right to carry on as if it weren't. The video platform has produced an annual retrospective since 2010 featuring well-known YouTube stars and influencers celebrating the year's big viral video moments. Next, just imagine the sun beating, the gentle lapping of the waves, a glass of something with a tiny umbrella in it, and the hum of a quadcopter filming you. Yes, lifeguards will fly drones on Sydney's famous Bondi Beach to ensure sunbathers stay socially distanced. Bondi sunseekers will be surveilled this summer to ensure they keep far enough apart, using similar technology deployed to detect sharks. Footage will be beamed back to the local council so officials can respond to where problems might be building up as people get too close together. Drones will operate in 20 of the city's beaches and parks until the end of February. Authorities say they are trying to avoid the early days of the pandemic when Bondi needed to be closed after thousands of people flocked to the coast. And finally, Kickstarter has at last replied to some customer service complaints from 7 years ago, showing that even the most high-tech companies can fall victim to the human condition. The crowdfunding site finally appeared to respond to customer tickets lodged in 2013, mostly regarding a book by a so-called pickup artist. It was claimed encouraged sexual assault, as well as other complaints regarding the ethics of controlling a live cockroach by a robot, and also copyright in a card game. Kickstarter blamed automation problems and said the complaints dug up from 7 years ago followed what it described as an unfortunate human error that occurred during a cleanup task. You're up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast, where we bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard's newsroom in London. Tech and Science Daily is back tomorrow at 1 p.m. See you then.